What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
That would be us. Welcome to the Bubbling Undershow of What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. I'm Danny Myers. That is Alon Fong. What's up, buddy?
Bubble, toil, and trouble. The hotness of summer is here. We got hot tracks. Didn't quite make our top 20, the Panda Top 20. That's our other podcast, in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
And these are bubbling under that top 20. They might be on next month, but you're hearing it first. It's tomorrow's hits today.
Yes, that is like it, man. Basically, we've got the Panda Top 20, which you just said, yep. Which we released last week. We released that on the first of every month. Those are the top 20 songs being played in our industry, in the strip club business, reported by our DJ friends. And then we've got the 10 songs here that just barely missed. What's that?
Just missed. I said, thank you, Panda.
Just missed.
Love Panda.
These could be on next month's charts. These could be tomorrow's hits, as Alon said. Tomorrow's hits today. Hits. Don't say that too quick, though. Don't say that too quick.
Hey, you know what's great about pandas? You know, they eat bamboo, they sleep a lot, occasionally they breed, and they're strip club DJs. Who knew? Pandas. Yeah. They're cute and cuddly, and they DJ.
Professional adult nightclub DJ association. Okay, we have 10 songs for you. Are you ready, Alon? What's the first of that we're going to pick?
I am ready. All right, bubbling under, this is Potion, the DeVille Uptempo Refix, Calvin Harris, Dua Lipa, and Young Thug.
Love it.
In the whip on a Tuesday night, the music high, and you by my side. Top down and the moon is high, and the mood is right, and you by my side. Late night conversations, electric emotions, sprinkle with a little bit of sex, and it's a potion. Bodies again, mental simulation, sprinkled with a little bit of sex appeal, and it's a moment.
Okay, Mr. Fong, what else is bubbling under from the pandas?
I like sex. Oh, sorry. That was Dua Lipa. I thought she was talking to me. I thought she was flirting with me. I did. She likes me. You know,
she told me
I got
me
a
that.
Girlfriend, though. So I'm like, Dua, you got to just, it's okay.
She told me you're her second favorite DJ.
No, I'm her first. I'm her most favorite DJ, Danny. Don't try and slide in there. Don't try and slide in her DMs like that. That's just not right. All right. You know what? We're going to talk about music. Here's our next bubbling under track. This is by Lekal 47, right? The track's called Carrie Ann.
That's my pussy. I can do what I want.
That's
I'm
true.
A big girl now.
That's I'm about female pussy, empowerment after all.
I'm a big girl now. That's my pussy. I can do what I want. I'm a big girl now. That's my pussy. I can do what I want. I'm a big girl now. That's my pussy. I can do what I want. I'm a big girl now. That's my pussy. I can do what I want. I'm a big girl now. That's my pussy. I can do what I want. I'm a big girl now. That's my pussy. I can do what I want. I'm a big
if they
girl,
don't
man.
Pay your bills, pay them no mind. Move on to the friend if you wasting time. He calling again, then bitch hit decline. Cause when they forget, then you must remind. Such a big deal, ahead of its time. I keep it on chill, a hint of that lime. I'm in the field, most of the time. Lord head of the ghetto, they must have a shrine. Hallelujah, what it do, yeah. If you want it, gotta bust a move, yeah. If they offer one, tell them two, yeah. Baby, make them play by your rules, yeah. I'm kind, straight like that, with a little bit of stunt. Cartier frames, let me see what I want. Red dirt and concrete mixed in a blunt. If you got a problem, we can take it out front.
That's my pussy. I can do what I want. I'm a big girl. Now.
Remember back when songs weren't quite so blunt?
They smoke a blunt now? Songs?
Oh, hey, for those of you who caught last week's Panda Top 20, at the end of the show, I dropped this little announcement, and that was watch out for this particular song. And we're going to finally play this song. So go ahead.
Yes, it's a great track. I love this track. I got a question for you, Danny.
Go ahead.
Have you ever in your life tried to jump on a pogo stick?
Sure.
I never did master that. That was a big toy like in the 70s. I just remember a lot of pain.
I was all over the town, man. I was all over.
You were jumping around Cincinnati in your pogo, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, we were big on pogo sticks. Yeah, I had one.
Did you go see Jimi Hendrix on your pogo?
No, they wouldn't let me in with it.
Why? That's just mean. All right. Anyways, this is Baby No Money, a.k.a. BBNO, money symbol, and Diplo, pogo.
Got a bouncing up and down like a pogo stick. I took a flight home to Puerto Rico. I got an ego. She said she knows so. She want my mojo. She classic Soho. Point to Home Depot. She want my pogo. She want that. 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 Oh, 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 oh my God, this beat is shit. Got it bouncing up and down on my pogo.
Yeah, and on the big system, that song, Thumps!
Thumping.
Thumps.
Danny?
Yes.
Do you like artwork?
Yes.
You know, have you ever been to the Louvre?
No.
Louvre? That's in Paris, France. Do you know that?
Yes, yeah.
Do you know what else is in the Louvre?
What's that?
The Mona Lisa.
The real one?
You heard of that one, right?
Yeah, the real one.
Yeah, the real one, the actual painting.
Yeah.
The chick whose eyes follow you no matter what. It's kind of creepy. She's like a stalker.
So did they make a song about it?
They did. It's by Lo J, Sars, and Chris Brown on the Vokes.
Baby, feel my commandy like zombie. Go down on me, yo, with your coca body. Feel my commandy like zombie. Go down on me, yo, with your coca body. Cause this your milky for front enough for me. Kona kona, waka waka when you enter Malicha. Baby kona kona.
Freaking love that song, man. I freaking love that song.
Smooth.
Yeah.
That's smooth and sexy like.
Smooth and sexy like.
Oh,
uh-oh.
Yes.
Uh-oh. 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 I'm looking at the title of the next song and I'm like, okay, how's Alon going to introduce this one? Go ahead.
It's about lollipops. It's about stamps. It's about, just say it, Danny. Envelopes, cunnilingus, lick, Shensia, and Megan Thee Stallion.
Murder on the beat, so it's not nice.
Let it out. Make it go boom, boom. Make a thing go. Tick, tick, tick. I don't want no one way. Let it out. Make that thing go.
Murder.
Tick, tick, tick.
Shensia. Put your back in it. Put your back in it, put your back in it, just a little more. Put your back in it, put your back in it, put your back in it, just a little more.
Make it go fast but not too much, sip sip like from a sippy cup. Work your wave down back to the top, me make me jaw them clap clap clap. I'm a queen, bend down low by your knees. I got the thinking all of the time, if your mind then this love can't go decline. My arms are open wide. Make it go boom boom, make a thing go. Tick tick tick, I don't want no one way. Let it out.
That needs a Mr. Grey remix.
Yeah, I think Mike D has one actually. So I do believe DJ Mike D did that one.
Nice.
So anyway, we are at that halfway point of the bubbling under. Would you like to hear halfway. The second half?
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
That's us, Danny Myers, Alon Fong. Welcome to Bubbling Under, the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network. By the way, all of our shows at whatshotitsc.com. That's what we're doing right now. We got 5 songs left on our Bubbling Under. 5. Mr. Alon Fong, Mr. Chart Professor, what do we have?
Let's bring a little rock to the party, all right?
Yeah.
Legendary producer-songwriter Butch Walker is featured on this track by the band. You may remember them from the late 90s, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Lit. They had the song My Own Worst Enemy, which is still massive, right? Well, they've done a really cool cover. The question is, do you know who recorded and released the original track? Not you, our listeners.
I don't think who did.
No,
it was
who
a
did.
Different band.
What's on second? track is called Let's Go. Do you know who did the original?
Take a second to talk about this song. Okay, the original artist was?
The Cars.
The Cars, right. Let me tell you, I made a TikTok of that song, and I put it out there, and I asked for a lot of people's opinions, and people thought it was good. Some people thought they didn't change enough. But all I'm going to say is, here's what I like about covers that don't change a lot. Okay, The older people that are in the room, they think it's The Cars. The new people in the room realize it's hip. To me, by not changing all that much, really helps me because it attracts both all audiences. Agree or not?
I agree. And I agree. And also, the best covers have got to give a nod to the original. You can't, to me, if you deviate too much, you lose the essence of the track. So as a DJ, what I like about modern covers is the sound quality is just much fuller, too, in the production. So It really works better in clubs oftentimes. So it's, to me, the determining factor whether I'll play a modern cover is, are the vocals good enough? So like One of my beefs is a lot of modern covers are by these really heavy metal bands who have singers who just aren't melodic singers. And they'll pick these really melodic songs or soulful songs to sing and they lose all the soul. And I'm like, the track's great because it's heavy and it's got a new rock feel. But then the vocals hit and I'm like, that sucks.
Yeah. Well, one of the comments I got when I put that out there on social media was by one of our feature performers, and I probably should not mention her name because she kind of blasted it. But she said, I wish they would have changed it, but at least they didn't do what Weezer did to Africa.
Fair. Yeah, I was not a fan of that cover either. I agree. She's right.
Yeah.
She's right.
Give me another song, Alon.
Another one? All right. This is I know we got 30 years, but Hotel Lobby, Quavo and Takeoff. And it's, using that line that R. Kelly used.
Oh, that's where that came from. Yeah, he got 30
always about
years.
The hotel
can
lobby.
You believe that?
Yeah, I know.
They ask him how long he's going to serve. He said under 18. Okay. What's the song?
Hotel Lobby, Quavo and Takeoff. Quick, hit play.
Let's get it. Hop off a 16 passenger. This a G5. No, this not a Challenger. Big one. I keep some members with me in the fridge. Get cold seats. They some cannibals. Eaters. They like to get geek. Drink a whole bottle. Wake up and repeat. She took a look. Mixed it with the chill out. Now she say she saying 3D. Wow. I go in the jungle and they got a coat. I bet I come out with a meme. I bet I do this for the fam. Cause it's bigger than me. Big. Color stones in my infinity lane. And in the factory masterpiece. Factory. I call him twin. Could that be my brother? We got the same roller. He matching me. Nah, for real.
Water on me like the sun of sun. Carry some pointers. All these commas, I want fun. Me go gunners out the jungle. Buy it all, fronter. Cake on me, no funnel. Cash. Drop top, feeling like stunner. Drop top. KD play, no runner. We gon' chrome my wallet. Woo. Smoke my. Woo. Take three vibe to the trappies.
Trappy.
I was outside just serving narcotics.
Woo.
Pay me that stick. Woo. Made one wrong move, just popping.
Okay, we are doing this bubbling under thing. We got three tracks left, and this next song makes me want to go car shopping.
Dude, I love this song. I've been wanting to feature it on Paint Off the Charts, our other podcast where we introduce new music, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
And I always forget it, even though I love the track, and now it's already in a bubbling under, so I kind of can't feature it. I think I still might.
Yeah, because it's bubbling right? under. It's not on the chart yet. You can still put it on there.
That's true. Okay. That's a thought then. All right. This track is fire, people. So first of all, this gentleman is one of the top DJs in the world live, like an amazing dynamic mixer. Like you get a great experience when you go see him in a club. His name is James Hype. Real name, James Edward Lee Marsland. He's from England. His first remix that I remember him appearing on was when he did the More Than Friends remix with Kelly Lee, which is a remake of En Vogue song that I can't think of what the En Vogue song is. Don't go, maybe.
Okay.
Anyways, great track, great remix, phenomenal. And he's been, you know, circling and well known in the UK and you know, hardcore house fans and stuff like that. He's just one of the best live mixers you'll ever see. Phenomenal DJ. This is his original track, just released earlier this year. It's called Ferrari with Miggy De La Rosa doing the vocals. This is James Hype.
Up on my body, you still make my heart beat fast. Ferrari with me in the wave, but in the morning, do you still want me? Can I be honest? I still want your hands up on my body. You still make my heart beat fast. Ferrari with me in the wave, but in the morning, do you still want me?
Amazing programming, or that's live guitar. I can't tell. I'm not a musician, but it sounds.
I feel like it's a sample.
Yeah. Okay. They did some quick. It's a sample from another song. Pitch wheel stuff with it then.
Yeah. Maybe it's. I'm positive that's a guitar line from something else. I can't remember what. It's definitely familiar.
Yeah. Well, we got two left.
Yes, sir. We got two left. You know, house music is making a comeback in the mainstream, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Because we haven't had it in a while, and we got
That's
some
right.
big name artists coming out with house stuff, including this artist.
Some of the biggest artists in the world. Beyonce's new track is house influenced, and so is Mr. Drake with this track, Fallen Back.
Even Tiesto wrote an article this week that he's on a mission to make sure house is coming back. So I don't know if Drake's helping or not, but I know, honestly,
so.
I listened to the whole Drake CD. I get it. It's house. I don't think his vocals fit the music, my own personal opinion. There are many people that are going to disagree with me because it's shooting up the charts, but that's my opinion. And I'm entitled to it.
Okay, Danny. God, relax. Damn. We're not talking politics. No, I think when people like Drake and Beyonce do it, it brings it into the mainstream consciousness. And, you know, house has been around for what, 40 years now, 50 years. And the aesthetic and vibe has never gone away. It's always been in the underground in the States, and it's always stayed in the UK and Europe and around the world more so. America is more underground, and you know, real househeads won't like what these people do with it anyways, right? Because it's not vocally driven necessarily. And there's all sorts of different house genres. I'm talking true house, not electro house, not bass house, not future house, not tech house, but house, right? Mm-hmm. Jack house, so to speak. So we'll see where it goes. I mean, I'm just excited that we're getting a little more energetic tracks coming into the mainstream again after years and years of really slow stuff. So that makes me happy. Let's go on to our final Bubbling Under of the month. Now, this track is very explicit. So if your kids are in the car with you, earmuffs, kids, earmuffs. This is FNF Let's Go by Hit Kid and Glorilla.
I'm playing the clean mix.
Oh, you are? Okay. Then no earmuffs necessary.
I'm F-R-E-E. Free. That mean I ain't got a word about no cheat. And I'm S-I-N-G-L-E again. Outside hanging out the window with my wretched friends. I'm F-R-E-E. Free. That mean I ain't got a word about no cheat. And I'm S-I-N-G-L-E again. Outside hanging out the window with my wretched friends.
Go,
go, go, go, go.
Okay, I got standards. I couldn't do it, man. But if you really want to know what it says, check it out on Spotify. F period N period F period. Yeah,
it's funny that became an instrumental track almost. That is hysterical.
Yeah, and it, you know what? Instrumental is not bad if it had different words.
For your sensitive ears. I know, Danny, you're
sensitive. Oh, my God. Are we supposed to be this opinionated?
I don't know. Tell us what you think. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, that is the one thing, man. Listeners, if you're out there checking this out, man, let us know what you think about some of these songs. You know, I mean, if you disagree. I don't agree with a lot of shit I play. But, you know, I mean, sometimes we do it. But we really want to hear from you guys. So let us know. Either leave it in a comment wherever you're watching this. Get on our Facebook, our social medias, Instagram, everywhere. What's Hot in the Strip Clubs, What's Hot ITSC. The website, whatshotitsc.com. And Mr. Fong, closing thoughts?
Yeah, man, check out our playlist. You got Elon's Off the Charts playlist on Spotify. And we have Panda Bamboo Tracks, T-R-A-X Tracks, for a lot of these songs we put on them. As soon as we get the show done. So always another resource for your new music pleasure.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong. Presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.